Welcome to the Sean Stevenson Show. I'm Sean Stevenson, your host and professional speaking guide. You have a message to share, and I can teach you how to get it to millions. The Sean Stevenson Show, the best resource for building a lucrative speaking business and a fulfilling life. Enjoy the show. Hello, my friend. I hope that you are doing wonderful today. Let's get into the show with the segment Behind Closed Doors. You know, a lot of people, they see gurus and they think that the people are accidentally successful or that they are accidentally doing wonderful things in their life, but that is not true. In fact, I believe that people that are up to really good things, they have certain things that they do behind closed doors that they may not even talk to you about because they might sound a little woo-woo, superstitious, or weird. And that's why I'm here to expose the guru that is Sean Stevenson on this program and to tell you what does take place behind closed doors. You know, even though I'm very practical and very logical, for the most part, I have a very spiritual woo-woo to some side to me. And that's why I wanted to talk to you about you gotta get the energy right. If you're taking notes, write that down. You've got to get the energy right. There is no excuse for why I have what I have. There's no accident to why I have what I have because I am constantly checking in with the energy. You might say, what are you talking about? Well, quantum physics talks about it as a vibration. Spiritual people talk about it being, are you in harmony? You know, there's a lot of different ways of saying it, but I just say, get the energy right. You know, when I've gone through challenging times, I sometimes have to just stop myself and say, what can I do to get the energy right? Perfect example this morning. I wanted to turn around certain things in my business, my life, my marriage, my friendships. So Mindy and I saged the entire office. And saging means you burn sage. It's kind of like this dry herb. And you go around and you, also it's called smudging. You take this burning herb, and you go around the interior of the house. Now, some might say that is ridiculous. I don't understand what that does. Do you really think that changes any of the elements? But it has been talked about for hundreds, if not thousands of years, about keeping the energy right. And if you look up smudging or saging, it is about clearing the energetic veil around your property and around yourself. Some might say that it actually changes the energy of the structure. Some would say it's just all in your head and psychological. Some would say it's superstitious nonsense. But I gotta tell you, it always feels different for me after I've smudged something. I've smudged my houses, I've smudged my cars. It just cleans and cleanses your space. And if that upsets you and you think I'm ridiculous, then this podcast is definitely not for you, and I'm not somebody you should be following. But if it's in alignment, it's something that you'd be willing to try out, I recommend it. And I've heard a lot of people talk about smudging. You know, the greatest coach of all time, in my opinion, is Phil Jackson. He coached both the Bulls throughout their championship seasons and the Lakers when they won their championships. And he would sage the locker rooms and the players because he believed in getting the energy right. Another thing that I've done recently is I will go onto YouTube and I'll type in just simple terms like motivational videos. And I'll pick one video randomly. I'll watch it. I'll take notes. And I'll just get the energy right inside my mind. Another thing is I will just clean up my routines. What are the routines that I have that are getting me right? So this morning I got up, I got into my motorized wheelchair, and I drove to my favorite coffee shop. I got my favorite drink, and I rolled to this fountain. And there are tables in front of this fountain. Nobody's around. I pulled up to the table, I pulled out my journal, and I wrote a letter to myself saying what I needed to let go of, what I needed to focus on, where I want to go, what I'm proud of. And I just dumped out essential information to myself. And I really do believe that if you want to get your business right, you need to get your head right. If you want to get your marriage right, you need to get your head right. If you want to get your friendships or your relationship to your children or your health, whatever it is, you're going to have to get the energy in your head right. And so you got to figure out, what is it going to take for you? Maybe you need to go sage your office, your home, your car. Maybe you need to go do yoga. Maybe you need to go for a run. Whatever the routine is, whatever the ritual might be, as silly as it might sound, if it's going to get you in a place energetically where you feel clean to start over and take action again, do it. You're going to be seen as weird by those that aren't doing anything with their lives. I don't care that it looks like maybe I am weird for going around my house burning a herb and sitting down in front of a fountain for an hour writing a letter to myself, because it works. Are you willing to do things that are weird if they work? Get your own experiments. See how it impacts your life. Be willing to do things others might find as silly. Another thing that I did today behind closed doors that I really loved is I sat down and thought about how the last few months I've been so focused on challenges that I've been going through that I really haven't reached out to my community, my tribe of people that I love, and ask them how they're doing. When I look back on my text message conversations, I'm a bit embarrassed to say they were all me reaching out for help, or me complaining, or me focused on me. And so today, I sent out individual text messages to many of my people in my tribe, apologizing for that selfish space that I've been in, and wanted to know what they're up to. What challenges have they been facing? What success and wins have they had that maybe they haven't told me about because I've been in my own cloud? Be willing to reach out to people with no agenda for yourself. Just asking them, what are they going through? What challenges are they facing? How can you support? And you know what's interesting? The people in your life, they don't want you to have answers. They don't want you to have solutions. They just want to be heard. They just want to know you care. They want to know you're thinking about them. They want to know that you love them. They want to know that you acknowledge them. Because I got a lot of text messages back saying, Sean, we love you. We know you've been going through tough times, and that's okay. You don't have to apologize. We know that you always care about us. And that is a testament to, hopefully, the amount of love and effort I put into them over the years. Are you building a tribe? Are you building a group of people around you that you are pouring your love and your encouragement and your support into? Because sometimes it's like an energetic bank. Sometimes you're going to be depositing and sometimes you're going to withdraw. And hopefully you put in way more than you've taken out. Lastly, in the Behind the Closed Doors segment, is I want you to think about how everything in your life needed to happen. That's a tough one. I was taking a stroll through nature today. I was out in a park, and I was thinking about how it's only in the times that we're in pain and that it hurts and we're upset do we think, oh, I should have done it differently. But once you come out the other side, once you see that you had to go through it, then and only then can you see that everything happens for a reason, and it's guiding you into the person that you are. And you only feel like something shouldn't have been a certain way when you're currently under the pinch of life, when things are difficult. That's when you feel like you wish you would have done something different or not done something. But when you come out the other side and you see that the storm has passed, that's when you realize it had to happen that way. But I want to remind you, if you're in a storm right now, that everything needed to happen so that you could grow into somebody that you need to be for that future set of scenarios you're going to have to tackle. And this show is not just about how do you make it in the speaking business. Well, it's about how do you make it in the business of life. I love the late, great advice of Jim Rohn, who said, "Don't work on your business, work on yourself, and your business will take care of itself." It's so true. Which brings me to segment number two, and that's called I've Been Thinking. I've been thinking about how in life is just about slaying dragons and climbing mountains. You're either slaying dragons or climbing mountains. What does that mean? Well, a dragon is anything that you're scared of. It is a force, an obstacle, something that seems like it's standing in your way. Maybe it's a person, maybe it's a group, maybe it's a decision. Maybe it's something that you've been avoiding. Something that's going to cause more pain to tackle, but it needs to be tackled. Maybe that's leaving someone, telling somebody you don't appreciate how you're being treated by them, cutting somebody off and saying, "No more are you going to be able to take from me." Maybe it's facing yourself in the mirror and saying, "I can't keep putting this off." Maybe it's tackling something in your health. But a dragon is something that's scary. It's something that you don't want to deal with. It's something that you're probably, when you fight it, when you go through it, you might get scratched. You might get burned by the fire of the dragon. You might get, beat up some, but you will not get stronger if you don't slay the dragons in your life. Dragons are what make you stronger. And I know you have dragons in your life. You have big dragons and you have small dragons and dragons of all sizes in between. And I encourage you to develop the internal strength to slay those dragons. Because on the other side, when you have finally slayed that dragon, it is laying on the ground, and you're able to step over it and move forward in your life, you will be a different person. You will have more strength. You have more power, more self-respect. You have so much more of a capacity to handle bigger and more difficult things. So dragons are those things that you fear, that you know you need to do. You're just scared to do them. And you can't wait until you feel you have the courage to go slay that dragon. You will always be scared to slay dragons. That's why they are there. No one ever feels like they are incredibly powerful and that nothing bothers them ever. No, we're human. And you cannot wait around until you feel ready to slay dragons. You have to be scared moving forward toward that dragon. But remember, I said, life is about slaying dragons and climbing mountains. So, what's a mountain? A mountain is a long journey that is steep, and it's going to take time. And it's not going to be easy. And it's going to take discipline. And it's going to take resolve. It's going to take fortitude of not turning around and going back down the mountain. Mountains are things like taking on projects. That's about doing things that you know you're not going to get an instant reward for. You know it's going to take a lot of time, money, and energy. You know you're going to face doubters along the way. You know you're going to have moments where you're going to want to talk yourself out of it. And what's crazy is there's going to be dragons along the climb of the mountain. But you gotta go climb your mountains. The mountains are those goals. They're the things that you want to get to and reap the rewards. And times on the mountain, it's gonna get cold. And the wind's gonna blow. And you're gonna feel all alone. You're gonna think to yourself, what the fuck did I do? What did I get myself into? And just when you're exhausted and you pass out on the mountain, that's when a dragon shows up and you're like, what the hell? How is it that I'm going to climb this mountain and slay the dragon? And that is the moment you have to forge ahead. You can never get wonderful experiences. You can never get stronger. You can never have incredibly deep, meaningful success if you aren't willing to make the climb up the mountains. And there's a great quote that says, beyond mountains, there are mountains. So when you finally get to the top, when you finally have achieved that thing that you wanted, when you're given that accolade, when you've made that money, when you've achieved something that you've worked on for days, weeks, months, or years, you'll get to the top and you'll think, I have made it. And then you'll go, holy shit, there are bigger mountains than this out there. You'll have that moment when you'll think, oh, I want more. But that means I'm going to have to climb another set of mountains, face another set of dragons. And you're going to question yourself again. What am I doing? See, success is not about having parades in your honor and have it go easy and painless. No, success is about developing the character and the strength to lean into your dragons, to dig up the courage to climb higher in that mountain. Most people never go after what they want because the air is too thin. Because they think, oh, this is too hard. They avoid pain. You know what? Weaklings avoid pain. And that's why they're miserable. It's so much easier to sit on your couch and get fat. It's so much easier to collect a check from a government agency. It's so much easier to point fingers why somebody else took something from you or hurt you, and therefore you're never going to be the same. It's so much easier to be a victim. But you will never grow. So I want you to think about what mountains do you want to go climb? What dragons do you know you need to go slay and go after them? In the last segment, lucrative speaker tip, I want you to get curious. I want you to ask this simple question if you want more speaking engagements. Just reach out to the conferences or the companies or the different events that you want to speak at and find out who makes the decision to bring in speakers and ask this one question. How do you choose your speakers? That's it. How do you choose your speakers? Because you're going to need to know the when, the timing. When do they choose their speaker? They may choose their speaker 90 days to a year and a half out. Who? Is it committee or is it a person? And how? What is their criteria for picking a speaker? That is your lucrative speaker tip. Get curious. Ask the simple question. How do you choose your speakers? I love that you get your batteries recharged on this show and that you are taking the necessary steps to forge up your mountain to go after your dreams. And the next step that I recommend that you take is to go to my Facebook group and interact with me personally. Go to facebook.com/groups / lucrative speaker, and let's have this dialogue personally. I ask questions, I interact on that group. It's a special place that I have created to have a personal connection to you, and I hope you go and sign up for that and that we get to interact together. My friend, I love you. Thank you so much for listening to the show, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening to this episode. Make sure and subscribe to The Sean Stevenson Show on iTunes and leave a review of the podcast. For more information and further conversation, head on over to our Facebook group, Lucrative Speaker. I'm Sean Stevenson, your professional speaking guide. I'll catch you next time on The Sean Stevenson Show. You've got a message. Let's get it to millions.